Thank you, Brad, for doing this interview with me today. The idea is to talk about your point of view about industrial academic collaboration. First, what is industrial collaboration for you and for your organization? And what are the different models like out-licensing, co-development, consulting that you experienced?
Industry consulting for me has so far been in the form of subcontracting and consultation. I've collaborated as a consultant to provide expert opinion on pharmaceutical development and on testing methods and on the interpretation of experimental results. And I've also been hired as an experimentalist to perform research experiments related to candidate pharmaceuticals.
During those collaborations, what are the challenges you faced and how did you overcome them?
The challenges that face me the most are related to interfacing with a different professional culture. The industries I've worked with have been large international businesses, whereas I come from a small academic environment, and I would tend to approach conversations with an openness focused more toward encouraging innovative thinking that might help us better understand and solve the problem before us. But my counterparts in industry seem to be a little more driven to get an answer that might lead to a marketable product. And the people in industry were not always forthcoming with information that could be helpful, but they could not share. And so these two approaches to an issue are somewhat at odds with each other. But from my perspective, there was not really a conflict that had to be suppressed or overcome. I saw that both approaches were pulling toward the same goal of producing an effective product. So I tended to just relax my expecting an open response from their conversation while I continued to be open and speak with the preference toward openness and sharing.
And more generally, would you encourage industrial companies to collaborate more with academic structures? And what would be your advice for them?
Yes, from my experience, the academics tend to have a more innovative way of solving problems. The academics, I don't think that the academics are smarter. They're not smarter. They're not better than the industrial scientists. They are just not as restricted or limited to explore possibilities. And so the people I've worked with in industry speak as though a possible solution may ultimately not be acceptable to either their supervisor or their company. And I think there's a certain degree of freedom of thought that comes with the academics. So if I could advise someone in industry, I would say that you'll find that academics are free thinkers who can focus on your issue creatively.
Indeed, I understand your point of view. You were introduced to a large corporation thanks to Innospin. How was this experience for you?
Yes, I was introduced to a large international company through Innospin, and we had an introductory meeting that went well. Did not ultimately become a collaboration, but the meeting itself went very well. And it was clear to me that we had, again, these two different professional cultures. But other than that, it went very well.
So thank you, Brad, for taking the time to do this interview today.
You're welcome.